AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The Supreme Court unanimously preserved access to a widely used abortion medication. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
It's the High Court's first abortion decision since the conservative majority overturned Roe v. Wade 2 years ago. This case threatened to restrict access to mifepristone, which was used in nearly two-thirds of all U.S. abortions last year. The justices ruled against abortion opponents who sued over the Food and Drug Administration's approval of the medication and the FDA's actions to ease access to it. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the G7 summit in Italy, the U.S. and European allies have agreed to lock up Russian assets until it pays for the Ukraine war, clearing the way for $50 billion in loans for Ukraine. In Brussels, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin doesn't think Russia will be making a breakthrough in Ukraine.
What I see is a slowing of the Russians' advance and a stabilizing of that particular piece of the front. Now, I think we'll see incremental gains and we'll see puts and takes going forward.
People in Florida are preparing for more heavy rain. Downpours have flooded streets and homes. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava is warning people not to underestimate this.
6 inches of fast-moving water can knock over an adult. It takes just 1 foot of rushing water to carry away a small car, while 2 feet of rushing water can carry away most vehicles.
The National Weather Service is warning this is life-threatening flooding. The Supreme Court ruled against a man who wants to trademark the suggestive phrase, Trump too small. It dates back to a Republican presidential debate in 2016 when Marco Rubio pointed out Donald Trump calls him Little Marco, but says Trump, who claims he is 6 feet 3 inches tall, has disproportionately small hands. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting around their record highs on Wall Street following some mixed data on the economy, including the latest encouraging update on inflation. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Thursday, a day after jumping to an all-time high. The Nasdaq Composite added 0.6% to its own all-time high. The Dow slipped 209 points. That's about 0.5%. Broadcom jumped more than 14%. The chip company reported stronger profit for the latest quarter than analysts expected, aided once again by AI demand. Treasury yields fell again in the bond market as conviction builds that inflation is slowing enough to convince the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates later this year. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.27%. Seth Sutel, New York.
In Denmark, three types of spicy instant noodle products imported from South Korea are being recalled over possible risks of acute poisoning because of an overly high dose of capsaicin, an active ingredient in chili peppers. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.